Real World Radio is interviewing Colin Roach. He is an extractive campaigner of Friends of the Earth Europe. First of all, Colin, welcome to Real World Radio, and you have been very nice for being in this interview with us.
Thanks, Jose.
Colin, we have seen a statement sent, released by Friends of the Earth Europe and Friends of the Earth United States, in which both organizations say that the European Union and the United States should not exploit the Ukraine crisis to fast-track further fossil fuel development on both sides of the Atlantic. You also say that the ongoing crisis in Ukraine is being used to promote increased shale gas trade and development, according to you both, to the Friends of the Earth Europe and Friends of the Earth United States, and to open Europe's doors to tar sands, which you call is the dirtiest fossil fuel in commercial production. Why are you saying this, Colin? What do you see is happening between the European Union and US that both organizations release this statement?
Well, Jose, we're seeing with the crisis in Ukraine that the European Union is becoming more worried about the source of its energy supplies from Russia. And the European Union gets much of its gas and much of its oil from Russia and much of it through Ukraine. So we've seen European Union become more worried about the source of its supply. Now, this, of course, plays into the hands of corporations who have been pushing the European Union and the Canadian government, who have been pushing the European Union to take more energy from Canada in particular, but also domestic from shale gas production here in Europe.
Okay, and in which ways you have been working together with Friends of the Earth United States about those topics, about those worries, and how did you coordinate to do that statement and release it together?
Well, I think we're both concerned about the impact of shale gas development and of tar sands on the climate. Development of tar sands would be a climate bomb, and our colleagues in Friends of the Earth US are working hard to prevent the development of the Keystone pipeline, which is due for decision later this year by President Obama. So we share the same concerns, and so when President Obama came here to Europe, we took the opportunity to work together to produce a statement calling on President Obama and the European Union to reject further development of fossil fuels and to look for a more sustainable energy future which protects the climate and protects people.
Okay, Friends of the Earth US and Friends of the Earth Europe also warned that yesterday the US Secretary of State John Kerry and the EU High Commissioner Catherine Ashton met yesterday to talk, to have a council about emergency energy issues. What do you know about that meeting? Do you have any information about what happened after that?
Yes, so what happened was that President Obama was in town here in Brussels last week, and when he was here he announced that the European Union and the United States would have a meeting of this European EU-US Energy Council, and John Kerry is on that, and Catherine Ashton from the European Union represents the EU. So on that they discussed energy security principally, but they used it to promote the idea of greater gas imports from the United States into Europe. And what we've said is that that's a false road to go down, that's a road to destruction, and what they need to do is to concentrate instead on developing renewable energy and energy efficiency and to break the dependency on fossil fuels.
Yesterday we had an interview with Hector de Prado from Friends of the Earth Spain, calling, in which he told us about what is happening with the promote of shale gas and the difference, which are like 60-70 exploration contracts in that country trying to get and see the possibilities of production of shale gas, of doing fracking there in Spain. What can you say to us about the situation regarding the shale gas, regarding fracking in Europe in general?
Well, in general, we're seeing quite a lot of enthusiasm from a number of governments to pursue shale, but particularly in the United Kingdom and in Poland. But also, we've seen movements across Europe resisting fracking, and we've seen governments in France and Germany at the local level and elsewhere saying no to shale. So I think that the battle is there to be won by groups like Friends of the Earth and our allies, and the future is open, and hopefully we can resist the further dependency on fossil fuel and seek a better future for all of us.
Yeah, in Spain, Friends of the Earth Spain launched this campaign called, in English, it would be something like this, Municipalities Free of Fracking, and they have something like 400 and between 400 and 500 municipalities in different parts of Spain, which have declared themselves free of fracking. The campaign started just last week, but these declarations of municipalities free of fracking started in the first years of this decade. After that, there was an important amount of contracts or companies which were interested in fracking in Spain. Just to add some more information, Colin, what could you tell us?
So that's amazing, Jose.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing that we have so much progress in so much short time, and that shows the opportunity we have working with communities to block the development of fossil fuels. And we need to build on that, I think, to build a broader coalition to seek action on climate change.
And what can you tell us about tar sands in your region or even in the United States, Colin?
So we've been campaigning here for many years in Europe with our allies across Europe to prevent tar sands coming into Europe, and we have an important debate here in Europe on a piece of European legislation which is currently being blocked, which should, if it was brought in, would stop tar sands coming into Europe. So we've seen aggressive lobbying by corporate interests, by Canada and by the United States Trade Mission to prevent this legislation, these laws coming in. And this fuel quality directive, if it was brought in successfully, would keep tar sands out of Europe. So the campaign continues, and through our work on the fuel quality directive and our work on the EU-US trade agreement, we'll be seeking to keep tar sands out of Europe.
Yeah, these political meetings or agreements between two very, very important regions worldwide, as the United States and the European Union, are also very important in the context in which we are going through a climate crisis, something that you also note in the statement, in the press release. What do you say about this kind of production, about shale gas or about tar sands, in which ways they can make even worse the climate change crisis, Colin?
Yeah, well, the problem is that the amount of carbon that is released by the production of tar sands is vast, and so it's much dirtier fuel than most of the fuels that we already use in our transport, and if we were to and there's lots of it in Canada, there's lots of it. It appears also in the United States and in other parts of the world. So it's a huge danger to the climate that if we begin to use these resources, the these tar sands, that the climate has no chance, and we're already on the road to destruction. And unless we can keep out these types of fuels, then we'll surely have no hope for preventing climate catastrophe.
Okay, Colin, and just to finish, you know that always when people from different social movements, social organizations, warns about the dangers of any specific kind of energy, always they are called for alternatives, and you know people should ask, or people is always asking, okay, what you are promoting instead, what are your alternatives, what could you tell us about that, Colin?
Yeah, well, there's two things that can be done by the European Union here. One is greater promotion of renewable energy, and there's a great debate going on in the next year or two in Europe about the future of its policy on in supporting renewable energy. And they've come out with weak proposals, and so what we need them to do is to have strong binding targets for every European Union country to promote renewable energy. And secondly is efficiency. There's a huge wasted opportunity to improve the efficiency of our transport, efficiency of our housing, and yet there's very little action being taken by the European Union on energy efficiency, and we need to see a much greater ambition and binding laws to make sure that countries deliver action on energy efficiency.
Okay, it was Colin Roach, extractives campaigner of Friends of the Earth Europe. Colin, you have been very nice. We really appreciate your time, your words. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jose.